Track 31. Ready for speaking. Part 2. Long turn.
In this part of the test, I'm going to give each of you three pictures. I'd like you to talk about two of them on your own for about a minute, and also to answer a question briefly about your partner's pictures. Jan, it's your turn first. Here are your pictures. They show people who are checking the time. I'd like you to compare two of the pictures and say why the people might be checking the time and how much influence time might have in their daily lives. All right?
Okay. The woman with the phone and this woman here, the jogger, are checking the time for very different reasons. I would say that this woman, the mother, is looking at her watch probably because she's busy, she's late, she has an appointment to get to, and she has a little boy to take care of also. She might have realized she's late for her appointment and she may be phoning her work to make some kind of alternative arrangement. She could also be phoning her son's school to let them know the boy's going to be a bit late. On the other hand, in this one, the woman is very happy about the time it has taken her to do her run. It's very likely she's done the run before, and this is probably her best time, her record time. So this is a difference. That woman's very stressed about the time, and this woman is delighted. What more can I say? Well, the little boy in the first picture looks as if he's watching television and he's very calm, which is in contrast to his mother, who's very stressed, as I said. And...
Thank you. Anna, for which person do you think time has the greatest influence in their daily life?
I think for this woman with the phone, the time is one of the more important subjects in her life because she seems to be a working woman, a mother, so the time is very important for her. She has to do a lot of things, both at home and at the work, and she is probably always running to do these things, looking at her watch all the time.
Thank you. Now, Anna, here are your pictures. They show people reading. I'd like you to compare two of the pictures and say what and why these people are reading, and how they might be feeling, all right?
Okay, in these two pictures, there are people who are in the home, but in this picture, there is one woman in the kitchen probably, whereas in this one, there are two people in the living room or something like that. It's probable this is the mother because she has her arm on the boy and she seems to be reading a story to him, to her son. Perhaps they're reading before he goes to bed, and this is something they do every day at this time. He seems to be very happy to be with his mother, very content, and we can see she is very... she is enjoying with the moment. We can see she is smiling. In this picture, the woman is very concentrated. I suppose she's reading some instructions. Perhaps she has put in the new washing machine and she has seen how she must connect it. From her face, I think she is feeling worried. Ah, no, maybe it's not washing the clothes very well or something like that, and she has seen what is necessary to resolve the problem.
Thank you. Jan, which person is most interested in finding out what is written?
Well, this lady is very keen to know what is written. Her clothes are not being washed properly, and she wants to sort out the problem as soon as possible so she can get the clothes out of the washing machine and dry them. But actually, the man reading the medicine bottle is probably the most interested in discovering what is written. His health is very important to him, and he needs to know exactly how many pills to take and when he should take them. If he makes a mistake, it could be very serious for him, for his health.
Thank you.